Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and right now it is time to focus our attention on the NBA Finals. We have certainly been highlighting what a compelling series it has been so far. You've got superstar narratives, and Game 3, that offensive execution by the Spurs. I'm still on over that on Tuesday night. Our next guest knows exactly what it takes to prepare mentally and physically for peak athletic performance. That's because for more than two decades, legendary athletic trainer Tim Grover has been taking greats from Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Dwayne Wade and making them even greater. It's a pleasure to welcome back one of the most sought-after trainers in the world, Tim Grover. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Congratulations on, is this a re-release of your new book, Jump Attack, The Formula for Explosive Athletic Performance?
Well, it's a totally new book with the same title. I mean, I did the book many, many years ago when I was training Michael Jordan, and what happened was every time he'd do a basketball camp or he'd do anything, that all the kids wanted to know, Michael, how do you jump so high? How do you jump so high? So he got tired of answering that question over and over again, and he asked me to put his program down in a book form, that way he can hand it out to the different kids. And, you know, it just ended up taking off. And then it was funny, we were looking on eBay, and those old books are actually selling for close to $1,000. So we were like, okay, let's put the revised program out. So that's how this one formulated.
Okay, so the first version of the book, you're saying it was created in 1990. The Jump Attack program, it was based on a workout that you had created for Michael Jordan. Kind of break it down for us, and how can perhaps, non-professional athletes, how can they relate to it?
Well, you know what? No matter what sport you play, you want to be fast, quick, as explosive as possible. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of factors that determine how much a person can improve on that, but there's definitely room for improvement no matter who you are, what age you are, whether you're male or female. So, but what happens is a lot of programs out there, they only target certain contractions of the way the muscles move. What I've done is I've taken all the aspects that make an athlete better and incorporated them into a sequence form and broke it down into a 12-week program. So what everyone knows that there's certain exercises that help your explosiveness. But what I've done is I've given people the actual formula to help to put it together to increase their athletic ability.
And of course, the title of the book is Jump Attack, The Formula for Explosive Athletic Performance, Jumping Higher and Training Like the Pros. As you're talking about, you break down the X's and O's. Jump Attack, it is a 12-week program divided into three phases. What I enjoyed and my takeaways from the book in terms of, you did talk a lot about nutrition as well. I thought that was really important and key.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you being a very high-level athlete, back in your playing days, you can't be an elite athlete and not focus in on the nutrition part. It goes hand in hand. And I tell a lot of people, it's not what you do in the gym that's going to get you results. It's more what you do outside the gym that's going to magnify those results. Mm-hmm. 'Cause if you go to a gym, you're only going to work out for maybe an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours at the most. But you spend the rest of the time outside of the gym. So if you're going to put that much intensity inside a gym, those other hours that you're away from it are more important, the rest, your recovery, your hydration, your food, in order to maximize that intensity that you put into the gym.
The CEO of Attack Athletics, Tim Grover, legendary trainer to Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade. We got to ask you a couple quick questions about Dwayne, but this is about, in terms of the approach, it's engaging all muscle groups, because I'm sure you're asked all the time, I mean, what muscle has the biggest impact on your jumping?
Yeah, you know, listen, the stronger, more flexible, and the faster a muscle can contract, all right, the more explosive you're going to be. And what I try to do is, explosiveness just isn't about jumping. It's about being able to move side to side. It's being able to stop and go. I mean, if you talk about this series, you look at Tony Parker. Tony Parker doesn't have a great vertical, but his change of direction and his stop and go is very exceptional. So mm-hmm. That's his key to his explosiveness. You have Kawhi Leonard, who's able to, you know, stay in front of people on a defensive end. That's his explosiveness. And then, you have on the other scale, you look at LeBron James, he's just being able to do all those components, able to jump, able to move, defend. So there's a lot of components to explosiveness. It just isn't about being able to jump higher. And that's what this program does. It doesn't teach you to take a test. It teaches you to increase your performance in the sport that you play.
Of course, the title of the book is Jump Attack, The Formula for Explosive Athletic Performance. It really does a great job of breaking down and providing, as you're saying, a formula, a blueprint for achieving results that, you know, were just perhaps in the past it was just for elite athletes, but now we can relate to it for sports enthusiasts. Take us through, like, what you've seen so far. Let's move ahead and talk about the Heat and the Spurs series. I mean, what's been your impressions?
Well, I mean, listen, anybody who thought this was going to be an easy series either way, it was not going to happen. I mean, you have the San Antonio Spurs. If you make a mistake,
they make you
on
pay.
The defensive side, they're not only going to make you pay with 2 points, they're probably going to make you pay with 10 points. I mean, they are so precise at moving the ball and doing different things and executing. It's unbelievable. And what I enjoy about that team more than anything else is they're not afraid to make adjustments and hurt and worry about players' egos. You know, they'll substitute a player in and out of the starting lineup at any second, so it keeps the Miami Heat guessing all the time. And, you know, it looked like the last game Miami was a little unprepared for what was thrown at them, mm-hmm. and it caught them big. But today's game, I think I see the Miami Heat coming back and winning this one. But I could see this series going, you know, six or all the way to seven. And obviously because my client is with the Heat, I have to go with the Heat.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Dwayne Wade. He's an 11-year veteran, a very special player. He missed 9 straight games late in the season, dealing with just kind of a myriad of issues, knee, hamstring, Achilles issues. Can you give us a sense, Tim, of how Dwayne is doing physically?
No, you know what? Listen, at this point of the year, no one is going to be healthy 100%. But this is, you know, I take the old adage that Michael Jordan used to say, if I put on a jersey, I'm 100%. I have no excuses, none of that. So there's no one playing on either team is feeling 100%. But they're going to play as though they are. You know, with Dwayne, we've had to deal with a lot of different issues here and there. But, you know, we've been able to – our goal was to have him as close to 100% for the Indiana series and for the final series. And I think we've done that job. I mean, if you look at the way he did last year, how he played last year and how he's playing now, he's moving so much better.
Mm-hmm.
He's more explosive. You know, are there still things that need to be addressed in the offseason? Of course there are. But I guarantee every player – on both teams, there's going to be some issues that need to be addressed during the offseason.
Okay, listen, best to you. Happy Father's Day weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR.